Mommy, I love you. Mommy, I love you. Mommy, I love you. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, with the thought for today. Mommy, I love you. How often do we hear our children say, Mommy, I love you? And we've just done something that's silly, or done something that hurt ourselves. And we say to ourselves, well, for goodness sakes, how can you love me when I'm doing such a silly thing? I just spilled the bleach on the kitchen floor. And you say, Mommy, I love you. And I got bleach all over the kitchen floor, and it is messing up the kitchen floor. And I quickly try to wipe it up and clean it up. And I say, oh, Salamoy, oh, I've done such a stupid thing. Mommy, I love you. And if we would just stop at that moment and say, why is our child saying they love us? Because they're feeling our frustration and our deep concern and our deep anxiety. And if we would just stop and say, okay, so the bleach is on the floor a second longer, the floor will get another shade lighter. Big deal, you know. We've already messed it up. So why not just say, okay, so that's done. Now I go on with my life. Now I go on with what I'm doing. And then I make right what I've done as best I can. And so my floor has a great big bleach stain on it, you know. People come in the house and say, my, what's that interesting pattern on your floor? Oh, I'm trying out some new designs. Well, it certainly is different. I have never seen one quite like that. It looks just as though you spilled a can of bleach on the floor. Well, I did. And you were doing that on purpose? No, but as long as I did it, I might as well say I am looking for some new designs. Well, say, that's a smart idea. Where'd you ever get such an idea of making things okay when things were not okay? You know, where'd you ever get such an idea of going along with life's adventures as they happen, even if it wasn't perhaps your intention? Well, it's as easy as this. My little daughter came running up to me and says, Mommy, I love you. And the kitchen stunk of bleach where I just spilled it. And I said, no, not now, sweetheart, not. Mommy, I love you. I love you, Mommy, I love you. And we have no idea what our little daughter is trying to tell us. But what our little daughter is trying to tell us is that she recognizes our frustration, our emotion. She recognizes our discomfort with ourselves, and she is saying, Mommy, just the way you are, I love you. Mommy, just the way you are. Mommy, I make mistakes too. Mommy, it's okay. It's okay, Mommy. You know, the world's not coming to an end because you spill bleach on the floor. It's okay, Mommy. Come on, Mommy. And if Mommy is wise, she'll take a minute and she'll say, no, you're right. Let's spread the bleach over the entire linoleum and make it all the same bleached out color. And then it'll be interesting. We'll see that what happens, you know. What the heck, we have nothing to lose. We've already got it over two-thirds of the kitchen. Flush! So let's spread it around. So they spread it around. Can I help, Mommy? Can I help, Mommy? Sweetheart, you've already helped a lot. You made me realize this isn't the end of the world. You made me realize that I could do a dumb thing once in a while, and that's okay. That's okay. Thank you, love. Mommy, did I say that? No, but that's what you meant, and I know that. Because you love me no matter what dumb things I do. And sweetheart, I love you no matter what dumb things you do too. Because we all do dumb things sometimes. Mommy, I don't do dumb things. Well, I guess you don't really. I guess you don't. If you name it, you claim it, and you put it in motion, and I'm not going to put that in motion for you or me or anybody. Sweetheart, you just are so wonderful. Mommy, you're the wonderful one. Mommy, you know, it didn't take long this time for you to not be touched. What do you mean? Mommy, I've been doing this for a long time. Whenever I feel you get uptight, whenever I feel you're unhappy, I come up and I tell you just how much I love you, because I do. And sometimes you pay attention to me and sometimes you don't. But Mommy, I'm going to love you always because I love you always, no matter what. No matter what. You mean you love me unconditional, sweetheart? If that's the word means, then that's what I'm loving you. Well, you're so wonderful. I get telephone calls from people who are frustrated because they've done some dumb thing or because people don't appreciate them and people don't like them. And sometimes the telephone calls come from people who have problems that are just upsetting them very much. And they just begin to describe the problem, and they begin to describe how terrible it is. And then I say to them, now look, those people are loving you just the way you think you deserve to be loved. And you think you deserve to be loved as not a nice person, as not a successful person, as not an intelligent person, as not a wise person, you know. And my goodness, you are so wise, intelligent, and successful. All you have to do is start recognizing that you're wise, intelligent, and successful, not superior to somebody else, but you're wise, intelligent, and successful. And when you do that, you know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? Other people will start seeing you just the way you see yourself. Oh, come on now, that's not the way it works. Oh, yes, it is. That's just the way it works. All the world looks at us and sees us just as wonderful as we think we are. And if we think we're whole and perfect, the world thinks we're whole and perfect. If we think we're brilliant, the world thinks we're brilliant. If we think we're beautiful, the world thinks we're beautiful. We can be fat and ugly, and the world will look at us and think we're beautiful. Have you ever seen the movie Throw Mama Off the Train? I haven't either. But I saw the coming attractions of it. And this mama was so ugly. She was ugly, ugly, ugly. And yet, her son dearly loved her. And nobody else looked at her as ugly, unless they looked at her to see what she looked like. But if they just looked at her as a woman doing her thing, they just accepted her as a woman doing her thing, and she was neither ugly nor pretty. She was just a woman. Now, she was ugly, though. By any standards, she was not a beauty queen, for sure. And yet, this woman was the most gentle, loving, sensitive, caring person you could ever imagine. No one saw her looks. They brought her up to be a movie star because they needed an ugly, ugly-looking woman. And somebody recommended her. Well, no one had seen her as ugly. They had always seen her as a gentle, loving, very sensitive, caring person. And then when they looked at her, aside from the fact that they didn't know that about her. They just looked at the pictures and they said, oh, that one. And then they brought her in and she was just so loving. And they almost forgot that she was ugly. But she filled the bill. And she played the part of a grumpy, ugly old mama. You know, throw mama off the train. Get rid of her somehow, you know. And as it turned out, she was quite successful. Quite successful. Here she was, the ugliest woman on the face of the earth, you might say. And she was chosen to play in this movie and others. And she was very successful. Now, it doesn't matter what you look like. The world doesn't see what you look like. They only see what you think you are. The world only sees what you think you are. And when you think you're nice, that's all that matters. Now, when you look in the mirror and you say, hi, God, how you doing, old buddy? You know, and you look back at yourself and you say, I'm doing just fine, of course. Have a little more respect for me, please. I'm God. You know that, don't you? And so we play our games and we do our thing. But, you know, the little girl, she didn't see her mother doing dumb things. She just saw her mother unhappy. And so she poured out her love to her mother because she loved her mother regardless. And the world will love us regardless if we love ourselves. Now, that little girl was quite loving. In the face of all the confrontation that her mother gave her, she came across as a very loving, gentle child. Can you do that for yourself? Can you come across as a very loving, gentle child to yourself and say, I like me just the way I am. I'm a wonderful person just the way I am. I have fun with me just the way I am. When I go for my walks in the morning, as I walk around the 3-mile path of the campus here, I'm just saying my affirmations and dancing along and walking along with a very quick step and a happy step, and I'm thinking, gee, this is really wonderful. This is really wonderful. I am with the nicest guy in the whole world. I'm with the most, and my dog, too. He's along with me, too, but he's a good guy. But the two of us, we make up a nice team. The nicest guys in the world, you know. And Rex goes dashing off to do these stunts, and then every once in a while I say to myself, under my, you know, in my thought, Rex, you can walk alongside of me now. And next thing you know, pop, out of the bushes he comes walking alongside of me. And I do that quite often because I enjoy playing that game, you know. I'm not worried about Rex, for sure. He could take care of himself very well. But I just enjoy his company. I says, Rex, it's so pleasant to have you walk alongside of me. It makes me feel so good. Thank you so much, you know. And he looks up at me, smiles, nods, and he dashes off the bushes. He's a person of his own being. Now, I like me as I walk along the path. I like me as I sit in my house and look at the piles of stuff I've got all over the house because I'm organizing a few things. And people come into my house and they look at the piles of stuff and they say, what a mess. And I say, that's your problem. Well, I don't go to your house and look in your wastebasket and say, what a mess. Now, you just let my wastebasket alone. I'm sorting it out right now and getting things organized, and I'll have things organized very shortly. But I like myself. I really do. I can lay down and sleep right in the middle of my mess and not be the slightest bit disturbed. You know that? You know that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. I came in last night after pulling weeds with Ellen, and I was tired. And I'd had a good full day and then pulling weeds at the end. And I sat in my easy chair. I said, I should take a shower and I should rinse my feet off, but I should do this. And I sat in my easy chair and I fell fast asleep. And an hour later, I woke up and I said, hey. So I washed my feet and cleaned myself up and climbed into bed. And next thing you know, it was 5:30 in the morning. And I usually get up at 4, you know. And I thought, I'm having a different schedule today. And so I got up and fed the dog and the fish and did a few other things that needed to be done. And next thing you know, here it is, 6:45 or something like that. And hey, it's time to take a walk, you know, to get again. But at 6:30, when I was really going to take the walk, the phone rang, and so I answered the phone, and went over the discussion with this person until we finally came to the solution that they like themselves, you know. And that everybody in their world is a reflection of what they think about themselves, like we said in our talk this morning. And that was true. And the person got the message very well. Again. So this is beautiful. I give the message again and again and again. And one day people will hear it. As Ellen says, I tell the same illustration over 20, 30 years. And she says, I finally got it. And yes, that's true. I have patience. And I'll give the illustration again and again. I'll tell a person again and again, you're beautiful, you're beautiful, you're beautiful. And one day, they'll recognize that about themselves. And they'll say, man, have I wasted my time with an ugly person when I've really been with a very beautiful person, you know? And it's about time to wake up and say, hi, and smell the roses. Yes. Mommy, I like you. Mommy, I love you. Mommy, Mommy, I want a hug. Mommy, but sweetheart, my floor is full of bleach. Mommy, I want a hug. You know? And what comes first, the hug or the bleach?
Oh, the hug.
The hug. And then spread the bleach over the rest of the linoleum and then begin to wipe it up, and at least you'll have a uniform, a uniformly bleached floor. Have a lovely day, and remember, Mommy, I want a hug. And do it right then. I love you. I love you. I love you.